This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if this cold, wintry weather we're having has you worried about your livestock, Dave Carter of the National Bison Association says you should consider raising bison. According to Dave, bison were built for the rugged weather, and we also talked about market prices and what it means to be eating our national mammal.
That's right, and it's a perfect enterprise for people to look at. If you're a new producer, a young producer, I always say the reality in agriculture today is you probably have an off-farm job. Well, if you have a bison operation, once you get it established, that cold weather comes through, you get to sleep in the morning or take care of your other job. You don't have to be out there first thing in the morning getting feed out to the animals because they've been adapted by nature to weather that. Calving season, that mom doesn't want you out there when she's calving. She's doing just fine. Go fishing. You know, take some time and go do something else. We don't castrate them. We don't AI them. We don't brand them. We don't dehorn them. So, as far as an enterprise, they are a low-maintenance animal. And the best thing about the bison business is that the folks that are in the business, like the folks that are in the Illinois-Indiana Association, just love to help newcomers get started. They know we need to grow this business. They know we need to grow the herds. Heck, the average person in the U.S. eats 0.08 pounds of bison a year. So if we triple the size of our business, we'll have enough so everybody could have a quarter pounder once a year. So, we're not worried about saturating the market. We're worried about getting enough producers in that we can meet the market demand. And our folks love to roll up their sleeves, welcome newcomers, show them how to get started.
Bison, the meat, similar to beef, you make jerky with it, as you said, eat bison burgers. How does price compare? Obviously, markets fluctuate all the time, but if you're talking about raising these animals and taking them to market, what can we expect to see as far as price per pound?
Well, the comparable thing at the wholesale price, if you're a commercial producer, right now the USDA reports that the cattle market on a dressed steer carcass is about $1.60. Last month, the price for a dressed bison carcass was $4.65 a pound. So that's the difference. You know, in the marketplace today, if you go into the retail area, you're going to find the ground bison is running about $9 a pound. And so, for a lot of smaller producers, if they're doing the direct marketing, farmers markets and the like, you can command a pretty significant price. You can sell your ground product for, about $9.50 a pound. You can get 24, 25 pounds for a good New York strip, ribeye. We're a small business, and we never want to be a commodity. We never want to compete with our friends in the beef business. But we know that there are people that are coming to the bison because they like the attributes. They love the flavor. They like the fact that it's an all-natural with no hormones and no antibiotic. They love the nutritional profile of the meat. And more people that come on with that, the more it's going to grow our business. And as long as we don't compromise the integrity of the animal or the quality of the product, we think we'll remain strong and profitable.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the exciting news for the bison is that they were named the national mammal last spring.
Yep.
An update on that, and also maybe address the fact that we are eating the national mammal.
Yes, and we always say the best way to restore bison to the landscape is to eat them. And, we work together with the Intertribal Buffalo Council that represents about 53 different tribal organizations, the Wildlife Conservation Society that represents the conservation community and the public herds, to get bison designated as the national mammal. But we recognize that, bison is being restored right now because market demand. We are a market-based conservation success story. And the more people embrace bison and put it on their plates, order it when they're at a restaurant, the more incentive that we have to build the herds and bring these animals back to more of their landscape. So, yes, it's a little bit of an irony that we're eating our national mammal, but you know what? Our national mammal has been on fine dining tables in this part of the world for thousands of years. And as my good friend Jim Stone with the Intertribal Buffalo Council said, the Native Americans, our relationship with the bison is ancient, it's spiritual, and it's cultural. But it was always based on consumption.
And once again, that was Dave Carter, the executive director of the National Bison Association. And now we'll take a look at numbers from the December crop report. Statewide, the average temp for the month was 28 degrees, and that was just 1 degree below normal. Precip averaged 1.4 inches for the month, and that was about 1.3 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 5% short, 87% adequate, and 8% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 6% short, 88% adequate, and 6% surplus. And looking at crop conditions, winter wheat rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 25% fair, 57% good, and 12% excellent. In other news, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting is scheduled for January 19th at the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro. Two directors will be elected to serve the district at the meeting, and a light meal will be provided free of charge. They do ask that you register in advance for the meeting. Reservations should be made by January 16th by calling the Montgomery County Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. And that's all we have for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.